stop persistence as our history is real. A strong will can shine like gold. Welcome to the Wayne Bennett Podcast, celebrating West Virginia people, places, and the culture of Southern Appalachia. Now here's your host, Wayne Bennett.
Welcome to Wayne Bennett's podcast. My name is Wayne Bennett, and this is episode 93. It's February the 16th, 2023. We're taping this. Today, our guest is a former teacher, a principal, assistant superintendent of schools, philanthropist, and a nice guy, Mr. Racine Thompson. Welcome to our program.
Thank you.
How many years did you work in the school system?
46 actual years.
46. You grew up in the Oak Grove area, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about that area growing up. And
well, first of all, we lived in Mabscott. Well, actually, it's just in the Beckley city limits when we were up to the fifth grade. And on April Fool's Day, somewhere along in 1953, 54, something like that, we moved out to the Oak Grove area on a small farm. And we spent the rest of my educational years there at the farm. Again, like I said, it was a small farm. However, we did have a team of horses. We had three milk cows. We had chickens, hogs, and tame rabbits. So we had a little bit of everything.
Now, your dad's name was Racine.
That's correct.
What school did you go to when you lived out there on the farm?
Well, we went to Mabscott.
Yeah, I didn't know whether you went to Hollywood or Mabscott. What about your parents? What kind of work did your dad do?
My dad worked for Purdy Baking Company for many years. He drove a bread truck for about 17 years, and then he ran a route from Purdy Baking Company down to Welch every night to deliver bread to that area. And my mother was a housewife. She took care of five of us.
So I was getting ready to ask about the siblings. Tell me about your siblings a little bit.
Well, my oldest sister, Norma, she lives in Wilmington, North Carolina. And then my middle sister, Jane, she lives in Timberville, Virginia. She just moved there from North Topsail Beach. And then my sister Carol lives here in Beckley. And then I have a brother, Gary. He lives here also in Beckley.
Yeah, Gary he's quite the businessman. He had, when I was doing some construction work with my nephew, we did a lot of work for him. And we built an office space and did some shelving for him out there on Old Eccles Road. And then built a double car garage behind his house and did several things for him. He was always into something. And then I had the privilege to coach his son. He played football
yes.
for me and wrestled and turned out to be a pretty good athlete. He wasn't very big, but he was a hitter. You know, that's the kind you like. Now, when was your first introduction to sports? When did you first start playing sports?
Well, we played basketball in elementary school. That was the only sport that we had. And in the ninth grade, we went from Mabscott Elementary to Beckley Junior High for 1 year. And I can recall that I'd say 8 or 10 of the kids from Mabscott and I went out for football. And we all met in the old rec building.
Uh-huh.
And as a matter of fact, we didn't even get a uniform. So we just went home. So that was the end of our early experience with athletics. But I didn't get started until, like I said, really when I went to Woodrow.
I had kind of the same experience with football. I went to Sylvia School to the eighth grade, and then and I had played youth football. We had at that time, and had played quite a bit. And when I got into ninth grade, there must have been 120 guys out there. And first day of practice, we're up running up and down the hill there in shorts and t-shirt. And I look over and there's 22 guys running plays. And I thought that was a whole different team. I didn't know that. They already kind of knew what their team was. So my football career kind of ended that ninth grade year too. But that was understandable. They had a lot of kids. Did you play football the first year in high school?
I did.
And Nelson Bragg, was
that's,
he?
That's correct.
Yeah. And, well, you couldn't have been very big at that time. You're a small guy in high school.
5'3", probably weighed 98 to 100 pounds.
Wow. So what kind of experience was that?
Well, Coach, as a matter of fact, I couldn't find a uniform to fit me at all. Even the shoes were too large. But I can remember putting on a pair of pants that had, you know, the thigh pads and knee pads, and I had to get a belt to cinch them up to where at least they didn't fall off of me. Shoulder pads were too big for me, but, you know, and a helmet, same way with a helmet, never had a helmet to fit me. But I enjoyed that sophomore year. I didn't get to play any in the JV games or anything, but I was part of the team.
Yeah. Well, the 10th grade's when you started wrestling, too, and ran track also?
Yes.
And Coach Peelish was the wrestling coach and track coach, I guess, and assistant football coach. Back then, they all worked at least three sports. Tell me a little bit about Coach Bragg. I didn't know him, and I just don't know what kind of person he was.
Well, I liked him. He was different. He was different, much different than Coach Peelish. He, I guess, wasn't a type of gentleman, like I said, that was all business with him.
Uh-huh.
And you really never got to know him, or I didn't. Maybe others did, but I didn't really get to know him as a person. I didn't have him for class. So, you know, really didn't know too much about him. But just when he, whatever he said, we did.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Now, if you didn't play, if you was a football player and you didn't play basketball, or you wasn't good enough to play basketball or whatever, you went out for wrestling. It was kind of the football off-season training, and then everybody went out for track or baseball. So you had quite a number of guys out for wrestling. You know, I mean, it was kind of difficult to wrestle for Woodrow unless you were in a smaller weight class. Maybe there wasn't quite as many. But what kind of year did you have as a junior in high school in wrestling?
As a junior?
Yes.
Well, my junior year was probably the one that I actually was probably just really beginning to know the sport, Coach. As a matter of fact, I went undefeated. I lost one match that year, I should say, to a boy from Blacksburg, Virginia, who was a three-time state champion. But my junior year, like I said, I was still in the learning stages, and I wasn't a technician coach like a lot of the guys that I wrestled. Probably my strengths were speed, quickness, and really a determination to win.
Mm-hmm. Now, Shady Springs had Bill Lester that wrestled in 59, I guess. And he was in the same region, and Bill won the state championship that year. So you had a pretty tough region too. I mean, and back then they only took one out of the region, so it was pretty competitive when the state champion comes out of your region. And Bill is in the Raleigh County Wrestling Hall of Fame with his son Jeff, who was later Jeff was a state champion. And did you ever wrestle Bill that junior year?
My junior year,
yeah.
He was a senior.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, Coach. My sophomore year, I wrestled Bill Lester. That was my second match, and we wrestled before the student body at Shady High at the old Shady Spring High School. And like I said, knew very little wrestling, but I made it to the second period, and he pinned me. And, of course, that kind of stuck in my craw, and I thought, well, you know, I've got another year. Well, what happened my junior year, of course, Bill was a senior. And the best I remember, I think he had gotten injured. But there was a boy by the name of Jack Plumley from Hinton, who as a sophomore was a state runner-up.
Yep.
And that year, Jack and I wrestled three times. And I had beaten him twice, and we tied, I think, the first match. But then I'd beaten him twice later in the season, and of course was really looking forward to wrestling Bill Lester. And in the regional semifinals, we wrestled one another, and I was thinking toward the finals to wrestle Bill Lester, and Jack Plumley beat me 4-2. And that was the thing that probably really crushed me, because I was looking forward to wrestling Bill Lester. Well, anyhow, Bill beat Jack Plumley 4-2. And of course, Bill went on to win the state championship that year.
Yeah. Now, you were running track too. What did you run in track?
Coach ran the mile. There was three of us. Richard Witt, Pope Witt was what he went by. Johnny Quintier and I were the three that ran in the meets. And of all people, of course, he was a sophomore my senior year, was Bane Surratt. And Bane ran the mile.
Really?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Oh, darn.
But anyhow, we all three of us, of course, in the meets and so forth around here, we'd end up placing, Pope would be first, Johnny would end up placing third, and usually I place fifth, a couple times fourth. But like I said, with the three of us, we scored several points for the team our junior year.
Now, they had some of the meets Stonewall Jackson Relays, and I don't know whether they had the Beckley JCs meet back then or not. They had that a little bit later, but the Coalfield Conference was a big meet, too, at that time, besides the regional. Now, when you got to be a senior, how'd you get the name Butch?
That was a nickname my aunt gave me when I was probably 6 months old. They didn't name me until later.
Really?
And she's the one that gave me the nickname, and then they later named me after my dad.
6 months old.
Yeah.
Amidar. And, your senior year, well, just curious, what kind of music did y'all listen to back then? Did you listen to any?
Oh, I'm sure of songs and so forth of the 50s and so forth. We listened to, but not like what kids do today, Coach.
Yeah. So your senior year, your football team was 4-6. You had some athletes, Sam Cohn and Russell Walls and guys like that. But what some people don't know is you guys played four teams. You played two teams that was in the AAA playoffs, and that's back when there was only four in the playoffs. And you played two teams, Mount Hope and Mullins, that played for the state championship in the Class A ball. Mm-hmm. And so the teams you lost to was pretty good teams, you know.
Yeah.
And did you play a lot as a senior football
coach? I did not. As a matter of fact, Coach Peely should ask me to be a manager. He was a little concerned about maybe me getting hurt, but he wanted me to be a manager to where I could, you know, after we did the things that needed to be done around the field house, and I could run on the track and so forth and stay in shape. So I didn't play my senior year, but like I said, one of the things I did get to do, and I got pretty good at it, was taping ankles. And, you know, of course, being a senior, you know, knew everybody, and they had little bruises and cuts and so forth. I was pretty good at taking care of those, kind of like an athletic trainer, Coach. I enjoy doing that. And like I said, of course, I, you know, was around the classmates and so forth that year.
Now, the state wrestling tournament, you qualified for the states. Who did you beat in the region finals? Do you remember?
Yeah, Frank Rakes.
You beat Frank Rakes. And Frank later was a state champion
the following year.
Uh-huh. But you made it to the finals, and you wrestled a guy from Parkersburg, John Dickel.
John Dickel.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you had a pretty easy time with him in his finals, didn't you?
I did, Coach. And really, the guy that was, I think, picked to win it was a boy by the name of Morty Slavens from Morgantown. And I beat him 4-2, but like I said, it was, you know, I had scads of time as far as riding time was concerned.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have that much trouble with him.
You think you ought to have riding time back in high school? They still have it in college.
Uh-huh.
Think they should have it in high school?
Coach, in all honesty, I really don't know what to say. sometimes I think it would be important, but the thing of it is that to me it prevents stalling.
Yeah.
And I think by not having riding time, that, you know, it makes both wrestlers work the entire time. I guess if I had my brothers, I'd say no riding time.
Yeah. When you were a senior, they had an award at Woodrow Wilson, still have it, the best in each sport, and you got the Keatley Award for wrestling.
Yes.
And
Russell Walls and I both were into that area, coach.
And then in track, you had Richard Witt and I think John Quintier, they split that, the award for them. And then they gave an award for the overall athlete in the Pete George Award. And I think Sam Cohn and Russ Walls shared that one, too. I think that's what it was in 1960.
I'm not sure, Coach.
Yeah. But also in your class was an astronaut, John McBride.
John McBride.
He ran track, too, didn't he?
Yes.
Did you ever have classes with him?
Coach, not that I can recall.
He had to have been a great student or he'd have never got where he got. But well, after high school, where'd you go to college?
Coach, I didn't go to college the first year. Matter of fact, I went to Arlington, Virginia, and worked there for over a year. I had, Coach, two offers, one at Marshall. Coach Prelaz, I'm pretty sure that was his name, offered me a partial scholarship. And then Coach Herrick at WVU offered me a partial scholarship. And of course, back then, a partial scholarship probably didn't mean much more than books and fees and a few things like that.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I didn't have the money to go. And my dad and mom still had three siblings, you know, in school. So I chose to go to work.
And how'd you end up at Glenville State?
Well, I had gone to Beckley College for 2 years and got actually a two-year degree. And at that time, you could teach on a permit. And actually, if you had, I think, 32 hours, you could teach on a, but I think mine was like a third-class permit. So there at Beckley College, the administrative staff always worked with the students and so forth, and those who wanted to go start teaching, they would help them find jobs and so forth. So I actually got a job in Jackson County, and when I went up there to sign the contract, I talked to the lady there in the personnel office and asked her about other surrounding counties if they needed teachers, and of course, naturally, they did. So I went to Roane County, and that's where I really began my teaching career, and then went to school at night and so forth. And then after I taught 2 years, the third, I worked for a insurance company the third year. And then the next year I went to school over at Glenville, because I lived in that area.
Yeah. Okay. I was wondering how you ended up that area. Now, when you got a degree in teaching, what was your first job teaching down in this area?
Crescent Elementary School.
At Crescent?
Uh-huh.
You were the phys ed teacher?
No, I was a fifth and sixth grade math teacher.
Oh, okay.
We were departmentalized there. And I taught, Coach, I'm trying to think, I think it was 4 years I taught the math. And then I think my fifth year, Mr. Baker hired me solely to teach PE, and I taught that year just the boys. I don't know why, but anyhow, the next year he said, we're not going to do that. We're going to have the boys and girls together. And I think that year, if I'm not mistaken, a girl by the name of Susan Davis, I think she is deceased, but she and I both were hired that second year to teach solely PE in elementary school.
Now, you later became a principal at Crescent, didn't you?
No.
No, you never was a principal?
No. Just got there. My first year as a principal was down at South Fayette, which was that special education high school, 7 through 12. That was my first administrative job.
I remember you were coaching down there, coaching basketball.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a quote in the paper when y'all were just starting a team, and you didn't have very many kids, and you were going to be single A for sure, but The quote was that you said, "We're not very tall, and we don't have much experience, and we're not really fast, but we'll play anybody." And but mainly you guys played a Class A schedule or JV team from the bigger schools or something like that. Uh-huh. How long did you coach them?
Just that 1 year.
Just that 1 year.
Uh-huh.
And so from then you're in administration. Where did you go from South Fayette?
Clear Fork High School.
Clear Fork.
I was the principal there 2 years.
And then you started, you went the Independence or?
Went to Independence for 1 year as an assistant, then went to Liberty for 6 years.
And then from Liberty, you went to Woodrow Wilson for 3 years. So you've been in, you've actually been in administration for 11, 12,
13 years.
13 years at that time. How did you end up being assistant superintendent? I mean, how did that work out? You did, job posted, you applied? Or
basically, Coach, yes. I'd always wanted to be an assistant, at least an assistant superintendent. My aspirations was to be a superintendent someday.
Uh-huh.
But after working as an assistant, I realized I didn't want to go any more than that.
Now, I know during the time as in any kind of administration job, or especially as a superintendent, assistant superintendent, you run into all kinds of different situations, things that you really can't talk about too much. But somewhere along the line, you got married. You know, we got to go back here. You got married and had a family too.
Yes.
Where were you at when that?
Well, I was teaching school there in Roane County and married a girl from the area that where I taught. As a matter of fact, I had her two younger sisters in school.
Oh, and you have three children?
Three girls.
Three girls.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite a learning experience itself.
Yes, it is, Coach.
I've never had any girls as children, but we've got three granddaughters, and that's quite enough for me. But let's go back just a second. When you were wrestling in the senior year and you won a state championship, I wanted to point out to people that there were only 10 weight classes back then, and our area had five state champions
and one runner-up.
And one runner-up out of 10 weight classes. That's amazing. I mean, that's really good. And actually, I think five of those six were from Raleigh County. You know, I think it was one from Hinton that had placed locally. That's an amazing thing. What's the hardest thing about administrative job that you ever, what's the hardest part of being an administrator? Is either as a principal or a superintendent, or do you think, in your experience?
Probably, Coach, dealing with the with personnel laws, I think was probably the most difficult for me. There early in my career, you had the autonomy to hire whoever you wanted to. But when the personnel laws came into effect, it kind of really put a cramp in your style, so to speak. And some of the policies and so forth were at times difficult to administer.
Yeah, that would be. Now, later in your position, you came mainly as an emphasis on building and maintenance and building new facilities. And what was that like? Made some tough decisions.
Coach, it was very rewarding. It actually really, really fit me. Now, at first, like I said, there was a lot of things I did not know. But working with some real good contractors and good architects and so forth, I learned a lot from them. And actually, by the time I retired, I know I'm bragging on myself, but Coach, I got pretty good at it. You know, I knew some of the things, you know, in the mistakes that we had made earlier. In the building program in the county, a lot of things that we should have done that we didn't do.
Uh-huh.
And we made a lot of corrections and so forth. And but it was very rewarding for me. I would like to have worked another 10 years, but like I said, I knew, you know, my time was up and other people could jump in and do a better job than what I was doing.
Let's take one position, something I'm familiar with. You had the old building, the old Woodrow Wilson High School, which was became Park. And the first classes they had there was 1925. And of course, they've had problems now with the newer part of the building, the gym, and those kind of things. And they've had a lot of renovations. And some people's attitude was, why are they putting money into that old building, you know, and how much, why are they putting that much money into it? But to give you one, when I was up there and several years ago, when they had the big snowstorm that damaged Kroger's and some of the newer high schools around, I opened up the school and went through the school with several engineers that walked around and looking for damage. And their conclusion at the end was, this building ain't going nowhere. the main part of the building, the part that they started, and it's almost 100 years old. And they said, this thing is more solid than any building in the whole area. And that's a one plus, the reason people, they're putting money in. Plus, I'm sure there's some historical factor there. But the county, Raleigh County, is very good about updating buildings and trying to make it presentable for the students. If you hadn't got into education, what do you think you would have liked to done as a career?
Well, Coach, I wanted, for some reason, and I don't know why or what, but I wanted to be a fighter pilot.
Really?
And when I graduated from high school, and like I said, went to work that 1 year, and then decided to enlist in the Air Force. And I went through some of the basic things. And of course, like I said, my purpose was to be a fighter pilot. And why, I don't know now. But some of the things, the requirement was, one of them was the seating height in the cockpit. It wasn't overall height, it was the seating height. Of course, now with hydraulics and so forth. But the best I remember, I couldn't qualify. I was too short in the cockpit.
Huh.
So that bothered me deeply. And like I said, I just decided that, hey, you know, I'm not going to be a foot soldier, I can tell you that. So I thought, well, I need to get in school. So that's why that I started going to Beckley College.
Now, you spend your leisure times now, you're pretty active. You lift a little bit, lifts weights, and you play golf. And anything else you keeps you busy?
Oh, I like to hunt, Coach. That's a big thing of mine. We have eight of us now. We have a hunting camp in Roane and Work counties. There's about 1,300 acres. And like I said, I enjoy that in the fall of the year.
Now, you were in the first class of our Raleigh County Wrestling Hall of Fame, and you've supported us along the way, and we do appreciate all that. And you've been a big supporter of wrestling. I know at Woodrow Wilson High School, you refereed a while. When did you referee? I remember seeing you referee, but...
Coach, back in probably the early 70s, I officiated here in the area and also officiated for some colleges. Concord was one of them. Glenville was another, but I did their matches for them. But I can't remember, Coach, I didn't officiate, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Then I got so busy with other things that it just took up. Like being an administrator, I didn't have time to officiate, Coach.
What's on your bucket list? What haven't you done? What's something you would like to do that you haven't done?
Coach, I don't think I have anything on my bucket list other than to continue to support my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren.
Well, I appreciate you stopping by and talking to us, and I think we've always consider you a friend, and we'll keep you in mind and hope to keep seeing you out there working out and staying active, and get you back on here sometime if you want to come back.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
And anybody else that would like to come and talk to us, you can hit me up at awbennett50@gmail.com, and we'll get you on here. And until then, remember, if you're not dead yet, you're not done yet. This is Wayne Bennett, and saying God bless you.